In the main cabin space, 114D had been monitoring the conversation of the crew members since their return from Cargo Bay 4. The closest thing the Wobegon had to an actual medical specialist, the droid was responsible for the care and health of the crew, and so it had grown accustomed to eavesdropping on conversations whenever and wherever possible. Having created individual profiles based on heartbeat and breathing rates, body temperature and language, facial expression and vocalization, the droid understood that the discovery of a Mune intruder aboard the ship had significantly elevated Ma Kop's stress level.
"When have you ever known a Mune to do that?"
the Zebrok was saying.
"When have you ever known a Mune, period?"
Wan Dao asked in kind.
"All right then, when have you ever heard about a Mune doing that?"
Before Ma Kop or anyone else could respond, the captain entered the cabin space, clearly confounded though doing her best to disguise it. 114D noted increased blood flow in her head tails, which were themselves sensory organs, and a change in her pigmentation, a Togruta response to nervous tension that sometimes prompted involuntary mimetic camouflage.
"So?"
Ma Kop said, coming to his feet. The crew members listened intently as Captain La summarized the short exchange she'd had with the Mune stowaway, who had refused to provide any personal details, not even his name. Nor had he offered explanation for his presence on Baldemnik, or divulged the reason behind his wanting to depart in haste. Most important, he had revealed nothing about the cause or nature of his injury. Instead, he had fixed on arranging a deal for passage to Munalinst, a world on the distant Braxton Run and corporate headquarters of the Intergalactic Banking Clan.
"What's your gut telling you about him, Captain?"
Pepe asked, his pointed ears twitching in curiosity. Captain La glanced back at the corridor that led to Cargo Bay 4.
"He's as slick as they come, and used to getting his way. But either we take him back to Baldemnik and put our cargo at risk, or we drop him at our first stop and make him someone else's problem."
"Oh, we just jettison him now,"
Wan Dao said. La shook her head.
"We don't know he didn't tell someone on Baldemnik that he was stowing away. And if he did, his disappearance could put us in serious muck."
"What's it going to be then?"
Ma Kop pressed. La made her lips a thin line.
"I think we should get him off our hands as soon as possible."
Wan Dao and Zuto exchanged glances.
"You don't want to even discuss coming up with a price for passage?"
"I've never been on the Braxton Run," La said. "Have any of you?"
Head shook.
"Is he willing to cover the cost of the spoiled cargo?"
Pepe asked.
"He said he would."
"Then maybe we take him to Ithor,"
the Kalish went on.
"If he proves to be a cooperative passenger, we could consider taking him all the way to Munalist. Certainly wouldn't hurt to get familiar with that corner of space."
"I don't know."
La took her lower lip between her teeth.
"I'll go one step further," Zuto said, leading with his whiskered snout. "I mean, this Mune could be a jackpot that's fallen right into our laps. Weren't you just saying that no bank would ever grant us a loan against the Wobegon? Well, Munalist is the bank, and this Mune can provide all the collateral we'll ever need."
"A reward for years of leading clean lives,"
Pepe added.